Passage A. You should clean your typewriter at least once a week, full stop. To do this, you should take off the front of the machine, if this is possible, and dust it with a long-handled and soft-bristled brush, full stop. You can use methylated spirits to clean daisy wheels and golf balls, and also wipe the typewriter cylinder with methylated spirits, full stop. This will also help to stop the paper from slipping, full stop. You need to clean underneath the typewriter also, full stop. Your typewriter should not be left near the edge of a table where it could be knocked off. And it should not be placed near a hot radiator, full stop. Avoid allowing dust or paper correcting dust to fall into the typewriter. And keep your typewriter covered at night, full stop. The cover should always be removed carefully, full stop. Unless you are quite sure of what you are doing, do not try to repair faults yourself, but instead ask your supervisor to call a mechanic, full stop. When the typewriter is not in use, you should turn off the power, and at night not only turn off the power, but also unplug the machine, full stop. You should be aware of safety in the office at all times, so that you know that there should not be any trailing leads, and you check regularly for frayed flexes, especially near the plug, full stop. If you rarely have to move a typewriter on your own, hold the back of the machine towards you, as this is the heaviest part, full stop. It is much better to ask someone else to help you to carry a typewriter, full stop. If you're a female, it is a good idea to get into the habit of not carrying anything heavier than a few papers at any time, so that you avoid possible health problems later on, full stop. If you remember to do all this, then you will have few problems with the typewriter and be able to get on with your work, full stop. There is more to good typing than knowing where the keys are and with which fingers to hit them, full stop. Even if you are an accurate typist, you should always check the contents of your document, full stop. You need to check the spellings you are unsure of, and not take someone else's word for the way something is spelt. And you should be consistent throughout in your spelling, full stop. Ask yourself if your letter conforms to the organization's house style, and make sure you have taken the right number of copies and marked them for the attention of the right people, full stop.